Semyon Nijinsky was born in 1923 in the village of Lokitsa, just north of Kyiv. One grandfather was a rabbi, and Semyon grew up fluent in both Yiddish and Ukrainian. Russian? Not so much. The family moved to Kyiv in 1930, and by the age of 10, Semyon had his sights set on a military career. He was interviewed for Centropa by Ella Levitskaya in Kyiv in July 2003.
By the time I was in the 10th grade, I had enrolled in a military school. I can say that my father wasn't thrilled about it, but he saw where my heart was. I finished my courses there in 1940, and I had done so well, they sent me to the Leningrad Artillery College. My only problem, I hardly spoke Russian, something I had to fix. When the war began, in June 1941, I was sent to the front, and I lost all contact with my parents. They fled back to Lokovitsa and managed to get away. My sister and her daughter did not. The Germans shot them, along with every Jew who did not flee to the east. I was assigned to a unit firing Katyusha rockets, and how we all loved them. I can tell you, they were truly wonder weapons, and there were even songs about them. By December, I had become the intelligence head of our unit, then first lieutenant. It was up to me to direct the Katyushas, and this kept getting me promoted. And I had just turned 18. In July 1942, after battles on the River Don, I was promoted to captain. I was 19 by then, and was the commanding officer of a division. We moved to Orjonikidze. While on leave, I met Irina Razumnaya. She was Russian, not Jewish, but I didn't care, and soon we were married. After she graduated college, Irina volunteered to join me at the front, and she was in the logistics department of our regiment, always seeing to it we had enough shells and rockets. After the battles in the Northern Caucasus in October 1943, I was promoted to major, and now we were moving westward toward Poland. It was in December 1944 when we arrived in the Lublin station near the Majdanek death camp. Our troops had liberated it back in July. I went there immediately, and it made a horrific impression. I had been in battles constantly since June 1941 and had seen death countless times, but this wasn't the same. It's different from what they show in movies or write in books. This was, literally, a factory built to exterminate human beings. Not soldiers, just regular people. Civilians, all of them. I saw with my own eyes the gas chambers, and I saw a barrack full of shoes, among them untold numbers of children's shoes. I saw mountains of women's hair. I saw incinerator units where they burnt the bodies of their victims. Of course, it made me hate the Germans that much more. My fellow officers and I agreed that we had to show this hell on earth to our soldiers. Look, here is what fascism is like, we told them, as they filed past these scenes of horror. On the 14th of January 1945, Marshal Zhukov began the Vistula Oder operation. The attack was heading to Berlin. My regiment was advancing in the south, and I was awarded the Order of the Great Patriotic War, first class. We attacked for 20 days, non-stop. Once we broke through, our tanks, artillery, infantry and rocket armies were moving towards Berlin and going as fast as they could supply fuel to us. Irina took part in all our battle operations and accumulated one medal after another. Then in March, Irina gave me the news. She was pregnant. So I had to send her back to safety, to her parents. Our daughter Olga was born there. In April 1945, our regiment was part of the encirclement of Berlin. For the very first time, we turned our Katyusha units so that they were now aimed toward the east. We'd never done that before. We had always been heading west toward Berlin. Not anymore. We were on the other side of the city, and our assignment, destroy as many Germans as possible. And we paid a heavy price for it. On the 2nd of May, 1945, the very last German troops tried to escape from Berlin and were headed west because they wanted to surrender to the Americans. They knew what they had done to our country, especially in Ukraine. Especially to over 1.5 million defenceless Jews. That was the day when we battled it out with a unit of elite SS troops who were desperate to get to the Americans. That evening, before night fell, they were done for, and they surrendered. The majority of them had been captured or lay dead. I knew German from my Yiddish, and could conduct interrogations by myself. There was this German major, a tank man among our prisoners. He was about the same age as me, and I was the first to hear from him. He told us that on the 30th of April in Berlin, some SS men picked up canisters of gasoline and delivered them to Hitler's chancellery. He told us that Hitler and Eva Braun had committed suicide, and they needed to burn their bodies. Then the remains of Hitler's staff and this officer's tank corps did their best to get out of Berlin. He told me he understood that the war was over and that he was talking to a representative of the victorious army. He told me that his family was not far from Berlin and said that he would appreciate it so very much if I would just let him go home. I replied, "You should have thought about that a long time ago. But now you're going to have to get used to some very cold weather, Siberia, before you can return home." I have no idea what happened to him. For battles in Berlin, I was awarded the Order of the Combat Red Banner, the highest military award, and on the 11th of May I entered the ruined city with my regiment. We went directly to the Reichstag, where I signed my name on the wall, just like thousands of other soldiers did. And then it was time to find Irina. And a month later, I got to meet our daughter, Olga.
Semyon Nijinsky left the army in 1969 with the rank of colonel and became the director of Ukraine's largest book distributor, while his wife Irina worked in publishing. According to Semyon, Irina now spends all of her monthly pension in Kyiv's book markets, but he didn't sound like he was complaining. When Semyon retired at the age of 70 and after Ukraine became independent, he became the chairman of the Jewish War Veterans Association.